News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now it is 7:38 on News Talk Breakfast. TJ Hegarty, founder of Breakthrough Mats. Happy World Mats Day.
Hi Shane, happy World Mats Day to you.
How can we ensure mats is accessible and engaging for everyone? Because I think a lot of people are still terrified by mats.
Mats starts at a young age, and I suppose it's something that starts from the household and runs through to school as well. And I often tell people it's like building a house, and the younger you get into mats and doing tiny pieces of maths at home and doing the homework together, making the homework a family thing, the maths becomes a lot more accessible, understandable, and the stigma and the fear goes away from it.
So if there are kids listening this morning while their parents have the radio on and saying, oh, I hate maths, what message would you give to them to if they find maths intimidating or difficult?
I think it's important to know that, like, and I see this, I'm on TikTok Live every single evening and there's kids talking to me about, I just can't study maths, I hate it, my teacher's this, or I can't do it and I just don't know what to do. And it's like, sometimes maths takes on a life of its own. It becomes this big scary monster where students are just struggling to do anything towards it. And the problem with maths is, right, students have maths class in school 4 times a week. So it's like being put down 4 times a week. And like, there's a cliched phrase of how to eat an elephant and in small bites, and it is true for maths, because the project maths course in the Leaving Cert, right, there's 35 maths topics to be done over the course of 2 years. And if you're listening to me and you're in first year in the car going to school, or you're in second year in the car going to school, it starts there. It starts by doing tiny pieces of maths at home. There's this concept in learning, I don't know if anyone's ever heard of it, but it's called interleaving. So it's where you do little pieces of math, little and often. So if you have 20 minutes to study math, right, you do a tiny question on algebra, a tiny question on coordinate geometry, and a tiny question on functions. Do vary your study so it makes the whole math exam a lot more doable and it's more effective to study math that way.
Okay. Look, I'm trying to remember back in the dim distant past when I was studying maths, and I used to love the, you know, man, train driver A leaves Fermoy at such and such a time, train by B leaves Derry at another time. When will the I used to love that kind of problem solving. And look, I know maths has to be a little bit more than that, but when it got to theorems and stuff, I have to say my eyes glazed over. I mean, is there an issue that the more complex the maths gets, the less accessible it is?
What's that Dr. Seuss quote where he says, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple?
Are you suggesting my question was complicated? Because I did go on a bit, in fairness.
Listen, every problem has a solution. Sometimes like students telling me that the exams feel like curveballs. I've never seen this before. I don't know what's going on here. Where did they pull this from? The maths is maths, and it's how they dress it up, how they doll it up is often what catches people. And it's about step one and step two. It's about just starting and then doing the next piece. Remember, if any students listen to the car and they have a test today, 80% of marks for any question of maths are given before the answer. The final answer is almost irrelevant in most of maths questions. It's all about showing your work and getting and showing what you're thinking.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, happy Maths, World Maths Day, and thanks as ever for talking to us. TJ Hegarty there, founder of Breakthrough Maths, and I think it's fair to say a very passionate advocate for the subject.
Yeah, absolutely.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.